Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm going to start reading in James chapter 4. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire for pleasure, that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. If you share your faith, you'll be called haters and intolerant because you are pointing out God's moral standard. It would be easy to be friends with the world and tell them Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Like a certain megachurch pastor in Texas, his desire for earthly pleasures and to be liked is more important. He makes himself an enemy of God. The world tells us that we are to tolerate its alternative lifestyle and same-sex marriage. We find out quickly that it's not satisfied with our tolerance. It demands our acceptance and even allow us to have their ceremonies in our church. If we are going to be friends of God and enemies of the world, we must humble ourselves. Humility cures worldliness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you asking to humbly forgive us for our fleshly desires that lead us to sin. Forgive us for being friends with the world when we should be bold in proclaiming the truth in love. We ask that you help sanctify us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the promise that you'll do that until we are glorified. Continuing on in James, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.